This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the Patreon-only podcast where I, Josh Earl, get a very good friend and we count down the top 5 of something from our choice. And today, my very good friend is from Do Go On, from Book Cheat, it's Dave Warnicky. Hey, hey!
Hello, Josh, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Happy Father's Day to you, Dave.
Oh, thank you so much.
We are recording this on a Father's Day in Australia for those international listeners, which I'm not sure... I know Mother's Day is not universal. I think Father's Day might be.
I'm not sure, but thanks for the reminder, though, to call my dad. I would have forgotten who it was. Thank you. I need this.
For the listener, we're recording this at 7 o'clock in the morning, so he's not a bad boy. Yeah, he's just forgotten.
Yeah, let's call him now, get him out of bed.
Now, listeners will already know what we're doing, but unless you're one of those listeners who are like, I don't like to read the actual synopsis of what the episode's about, Dave... Tell the listeners what we're counting down today.
We are counting down our top 5 drinks.
Yes, beverages.
Beverages. Hot and cold.
Hot, alcoholic, non-alcoholic.
I forgot to ask you, does soup count as a beverage? Because I was thinking about it.
Soup is going to be its own top 5. Soup has been requested a lot, actually. A lot of people are saying, soup, I want to hear your soups. But then you've got to go into... Does fur count as soup? Yes, it does, in my opinion. These cold Russian, like, borscht's and all, is that what it's called? Does that soup? Yes, but it wouldn't be in my list, but yeah.
Yeah, I think the soup one's going to be probably your most controversial one yet.
There's been some real controversies. Potato. You wouldn't think potato would be so controversial.
So was that just top 5 potato dishes?
Top 5 things to do with a potato.
What's so controversial about it? I mean...
Oh, well, we both had hot chips as number 1, but neither of us had crisps in our list.
Oh, okay. Right. That's controversial. But having potato chips as number 1, it'd be weird if you didn't, right?
I know. Exactly. It was like, I was saying, it's like Michael Jordan, of course. He's got to be number 1.
Yeah, you just hot assume chips. Boring start with Michael Jordan, and then you move back, and then it gets more interesting. Yeah.
But listen to know this. Today we're talking about drinks. Now, do you like a drink, Dave?
I like a drink. I don't know if this would be spoiling my list too much, but okay. I'm not a hot beverage kind of guy.
Yeah.
I'm very much a cold, love a cold drink.
Yeah. As a kid, my kids drink water all the time. They've got their water bottles. They fill them up. They'll go through them twice a day. They'll drink 2 liters of water easily a day. They're like 6 and 9. As a kid, I don't remember having a drink unless it was cordial. Cordial, or what I would do as a teenager, we would play basketball on these, what we called mini rings, which was 8-foot rings at a school. They had 8-foot rings with backboards and everything. It was great. And across from there was a corner store, like a deli, whatever you want to call it. A milk bar is what we called it in Tassie. And I would buy a liter of milk and drink a whole liter of milk. Other kids would be buying other drinks. I go, no, I like milk. So I would drink... a whole liter of milk and play basketball and run around in the sun.
That is not a good idea.
Milk's not on my list though, people, just so you know.
Well, it might be on mine.
Oh, so shall we get into it? So how it works is you do your number 5, I do my number 5. We'll go all the way to number 1. If we have some that share, it's fine. It's your list. It doesn't matter. Okay. If you have some that you're highly opposed to, please let me know. That's what makes it fun.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say that there's possibly some drinks that I haven't even considered because you just mentioned cordial there.
Yeah.
And I'm very jealous to hear that you are one of the kids that had cordial in their households. As someone who never had cordial growing up, if I went to a kid's house and they had cordial, oh my God, I'd just be drinking as much as I could, going absolutely hypo because I was never allowed it. So if you had it, I would just smash it.
It was so fun. There was some cordial we never had red cordial.
Oh, that's the good stuff, yeah.
We never had Ribena. Oh, if you had Ribena, oh, that's like millionaire talk. If your family had Ribena, that's like, all right, I'm not doing anything else in your house other than just asking for drinks. But it was always like green cordial, which is like a, not even a lime flavored, but it's just sugary green.
Yeah, flavor, yeah.
Or orange cordial. That were the two. And it was always home brand or black and gold, never the Cotties. But what we would find out, my brothers and I, that to counter the fact that it was that, you just put more cordial in. So it's sweeter. Oh,
double the dose.
Yeah. And then we try to tell our parents, if you get the Cotties stuff, we won't use it as much. Yeah. Like it's, yeah.
Yeah, it works out to be cheaper to get the good stuff. But.
Yeah. All right. Coming in at number five on Dave Warnicki's list of drinks. Here we go.
Number five for me is, I don't know if this is too specific, but number five is Nippies Ice Chocolate Milk.
Oh, Nippies.
Are you familiar? Are you familiar with the Nippy brand?
Yeah, I know a Nippies.
So for anyone who's not familiar, this is like a chocolate milk that comes in like a, like a juice box Primus-sized carton.
Yep.
And it's the kind of milk that's the ultra high, the temperature milk, the stuff that is long life. So you can buy it off the shelf and then refrigerate it. And for some reason, their combination of chocolate with that ultra long life milk is so creamy and so delicious that and also the other thing is I associate it with country bakeries and I love a pie. So I don't know.
See, I don't ever drink milk, like milkshake drinks and stuff like that. I'm not a milkshake drinking man.
You grew up on a liter of milk whilst playing basketball.
I know, but that was good milk. That was there's a brand in Tassie called Better, and it's the best milk you'll ever have. It's so good. But I heard very early on that the milk they use to make all those like Big M's, your Nippies, all that kind of stuff is the worst milk.
I'm not surprised.
Growing up, my uncle was a dairy farmer. And so he would sell milk to UHF. So all that long life milk, he would sell that. I think that's where I found out that, they use all the worst type of milk and then they just flavor it and then kids drink it and it's fine. But that really put me off going, I don't want that. I mean, I'll have a milkshake if I'm in a cafe. I won't, but I would. I wouldn't be adverse to it. If someone bought me one, I'd be like going, oh, great. Thank you very much. I'll drink this. But I'd never order myself a Nippies.
Oh.
Although the name is great.
It's such a great... apparently, I was looking into it. It's named after the Nipsall family, which it's still a family-owned business from outback South Australia somewhere.
Yeah.
And they made... It's originally they started making juices and they called it... and the kids would bring it to school, that their parents were fruit farmers. And then the kids' nickname at school was Nippy for some reason. So then it just became this big, like... juice and now milk empire.
Because for some reason, South Australia to me seems more like a ice coffee, ice chocolate than any other state.
Yeah, they love it over there. The Farmers Union stuff, yeah.
Farmers Union, that's the one I was trying to think of, yeah.
And Nippies, I will say, do an iced coffee flavor if anyone is interested. But for me, it's chocolate. There's also honeycomb, strawberry, vanilla.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good stuff.
Great. My number five, Mr. Warnicki.
Okay.
A pub-made lemon, lime, and bitters.
Oh,
that is my number five.
That's good stuff.
To hear the full episode, go to patreon.com/DYKWIA. New episodes of Top 5 every single Monday.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.